A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Let's recite with me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we try and discuss various topics and we gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning from today's episode. As we will be talking about those hurdles which come in the path of worship, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah always reminds us to make good intentions. So let's make good intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make this intention, you will watch from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program, inshallah. And of this program, you will realize how much knowledge you would have gained. Respected viewers, today, inshallah, we'll talk about a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which is in Surah Maryam, verse number 65. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned,
رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدُهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا
Translation. Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them, so worship Him alone and be steadfast in His worship. Do you know of any other with His name? Subhanallah. This is a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to His beloved Mahbub, beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that, O beloved, whatever exists between heaven and the earth, that belongs to Allah. He is your Malik, your Khaliq, and your beloved Rabbul Izzat. You do worship Him alone and remain steadfast upon this. Do you know anyone else with the name of Allah? No, you will not find anyone with the similar name as Allah. Meaning, Allah is Wahid, He is alone, He is Yakta, He is just one. La Sharik, there is no one worthy of worship and no one who can be worshipped except Allah. Let alone somebody who is equal to Allah or worthy of worship except Allah, let alone this. No one has similar name like Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is His wahdaniyat. This is His uniqueness. That's how He is wahid. He is one and only. That is our Lord. That is our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Even non-Muslims who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they couldn't dare to name their gods as Allah. Allahu Akbar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one in His being. That is Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. The way He is one and only in His being, same way. His name is only one and only. Subhanallah. Allah wahido yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sab ki sunta hai. La ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah, amanna bi rasulillah. وہ ہے منزہ شرکت سے، پاک سکون و حرکت سے، کام ہے اس کے حکمت سے، کرتا ہے سب قدرت سے۔ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ۔ These are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is واحد یکتا، one and only رب عز و جل. He is Lord, He is our Khalik, He is our Malik. No one is like Him. He is the only one who listens everyone. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله آمنا برسول الله. آمنا برسول الله. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Alhamdulillah, we believe upon the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah grant us tawfiq that we remain steadfast upon our iman, upon our aqidah and belief. And when we die, we die with iman. Respecting viewers, here in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this hukum, this order. What is that? فَعْبُدْهُ. So worship Him alone. So this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning it is Allah who is the Khaliq, who is the creator, who is the owner of everything that exists in this universe between heaven and earth. He is the Malik, the owner, and our Khaliq, the creator. Hence we should worship Him alone, not anyone else. And the second hukum, the order what we have been given is وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ, meaning, and be steadfast in His worship. So this is an indication, yes, when you believe in Allah and when you do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you worship Him. So in this worship, you will find hurdles. But you have to remain steadfast and you have to keep on worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Respectfully, here this is a beautiful message for us to know, especially the believers when they do ibadah, when they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They find hurdles. When it comes Ramadan al-Kareem, we worship a lot. We engage in ibadah, we engage in the recitation of the Holy Quran, we offer Salatul Taraweeh, we do fast and various forms of ibadah, charities, sadaqah, right? We give zakah. But after Ramadan, what happens? Do we remain steadfast? Whenever Jum'atul Mubarak comes, we offer Salatul Jum'ah, we offer prayers, we give sadaqah, we have got tendency to do good deeds. But as soon as the Jum'ah leaves, then back to normal. Many people, they're not steadfast. Some people, they start praying today for a few weeks or for a few days, they remain steadfast, but then they again start abandoning the prayer. Some people, they've got tendency to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they don't remain steadfast. Some, they start fasting voluntarily, but they again do not remain steadfast. What is the reason behind? There are certain hurdles in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship. So this is what we are discussing. And this is what the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Be steadfast in His worship. وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. Mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked that what was the action which was most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She replied, مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ, that pious act which was carried out with steadfastness. Meaning Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam liked to perform good deeds. He liked the a'mal of khair, the actions of righteousness and piety and goodness. And then what he liked was those acts of goodness shall be performed continuously with steadfastness. This is what was liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did not like that a person starts doing good deed but then he abandons that. It is better to do less, but one has to do with consistency. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told me, O Abdullah, do not be like so and so. He used to worship at night, but later he abandoned. This was the nasiha of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. This was the advice. We should also accept it, respect it. What we do, perform good deeds, we should do with steadfastness, with consistency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pious individuals, pious men of Allah, they used to do this. It was the habit of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala, and that he would finish one Quran in one rakat. And Huzur of Ipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would perform Salatul Fajr with the wudu of Salatul Isha. Meaning he would not sleep at night, but rather continuously do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this routine was for 40 consecutive years. This is Ghafi Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala. We love him. We want to follow him. Why don't we follow the way he used to do ibadah? If not exactly like him, we are weak, but at least we should try our best. Whatever best manner possible, we should also engage in ibadah. We should also perform good deeds, nawafil. Further, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to offer 300 nawafil daily. Sabit Burani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would pray all night, and this routine was for 50 consecutive years. Respected viewers of Madinah, this is what we're talking about, istiqamat. We're talking about consistency. We were talking about doing an action continuously, remaining steadfast upon actions. Wastabir li'ibadati. And this is what awliya Allah, friends of Allah, sahaba ikram, they used to follow this. Imam al-A'immah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's routine was, he would perform ibadah all night and he would offer tahajjud. And his routine was for 30 consecutive years that he finished whole Quran in one rakat every night. Allahu Akbar Kabira. We don't even offer 5 daily prayers. Astaghfirullah, there is a majority, there are people, let alone doing the nafil ibadah. People are missing fara'id, they're missing wajibat. And those they start, but they don't remain steadfast. Look at their consistency, look at their istiqamah, look at the routine of our pious predecessors. Respective viewers, there are 4 hurdles which come when a person performs ibadah. They are known as awa'iqi arba'ah. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has discussed this in detail in his book called Minhaj al-Abidin. What are those 4 things which become hurdle when a person performs ibadah? Number 1 is our nafs. Number 2 is shaitan. Number 3 is worldly relations. And number 4th is dunya, this world. Inshallah, we'll talk about these in detail. So the very first hurdle which is mentioned by Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma is nafs. Our nafs, it makes us lazy. It says, okay, doesn't matter, you can do it a bit later. Perform salah a little bit later. Right? I'll do it from tomorrow. I'll do it from next week. I'll start from Jum'ah. I'll start from Ramadan. And because of this laziness and long hopes, person keeps on delaying ibadah. He keeps on missing fara'id and wajibat. Allahu Akbar. And person remains deprived of the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions these problems, the good thing is he also gives a solution of these problems. So the very first solution what he gives is self-motivation. This is what is very important. One has to motivate himself. I have to perform ibadah. It is for my benefit. That's very important. In worldly matters as well as in the matters of the hereafter. One has to keep on motivating himself. And this is how our pious predecessors used to do. It is mentioned regarding Abdul Aziz bin Abu Rawwad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that when night would arrive, he alayhi rahma would go to his bed. He would touch his bed. Then he would talk to his bed. Oh my bed, you are very soft, cozy and comfortable. Very nice. Wonderful. But by Allah, in Jannah, there would be more comfortable and cozy. Wonderful beds. After saying this, he would stand up and he would remain busy in ibadah, and he would spend a whole night in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is how our pious predecessors, they used to motivate themselves. And they used to remember the everlasting blessings of hereafter. And they would say to their nafs, or nafs, if you want to enjoy those blessings, then you have to sacrifice your desires of this dunya and prepare your hereafter. Likewise, it is mentioned regarding Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, that for 50 years she did not sleep on bed. All night she would do ibadah, and when Fajr would arrive, before Fajr, she would lie down on her prayer mat. And when it would become the time of Salatul Fajr, she would get up. And she would talk to her nafs and say, O Rabi'a, for how long would you keep on sleeping? It could be possible that today is your last day. Do ibadah, and then you could rest in your grave. After saying this, she would get busy in ibadah again, and then she would perform ibadah all day. When night would arrive, then she would say to herself, Rabia, it could be possible that tonight is your last night. Do ibadah now, and then you can sleep peacefully in your grave. And after saying this, she would remain busy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whole night. These were our pious predecessors. Respective views of Madani Channel, that's how they used to motivate themselves. They used to remember the everlasting blessings of the hereafter. And that's how they would sacrifice their comfort and their desires. So that's how we should also keep our routine. We should also work hard. Likewise, the way our pious predecessors used to think, and they used to motivate themselves, we should also do that. We should read about Jannah. We should read about the blessings of Jannah. We should read about the everlasting ni'mas. And then we need to ask ourselves that what is better comparatively? Should we enjoy these ni'mas which will finish, diminish, perish? Or shall we work hard for those which are everlasting ni'mas of Jannah? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, laziness will go away, and then you will be able to perform more and more ibadah. Another solution what Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has given against our nafs, when it comes as a hurdle when we perform ibadah, is sabr, patience. Yes. Let's take an example of Ramadan. Whenever Ramadan comes, then we have patience, don't we? Right? We do fast, we do not eat. Even food is in front of us, even drinks are in front of us, water is in front of us, nobody is watching us, but we do not touch that because of sabr. We do observe patience at that very moment. So respective views, if we have patience in our lives, and when we do sabr, even if my nafs is not willing to perform salah, even my nafs is not willing to fast, even if my nafs is not wanted to give in charity, yet I have to be hard on this nafs, and I have to be patient. And it is possible that it's very cold night and I don't want to perform wudu. But when you perform wudu and you remain patient, you do sabr on that cold night and cold water, maybe, if that is the case, and then this sabr, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if you have, will help you to perform ibadah. You don't want to leave your comfortable bed, cozy bed, but you leave it and you remain patient. You do sabr on this. And you sacrifice your desire, and then you get up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the more sabr you will have, the more patience you will observe, the better it would be to cure the disease of this nafs when it comes as a hurdle worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect yours, time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in next episode. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding